Hello, sunshine. We're halfway through the week, but we're going to keep on grinding and shining because that's just what we do. It's Wednesday, November 8th, and the holiday travel season is almost upon us. So in the spirit of that, pack your bags because we're going to be going around the world for several stories today. But first, let's talk specifically about what's happening at some of the airports heading into the holidays. If you're traveling through international airports in Boston, San Francisco, Washington, or New York, you may see extra security for the tiniest of passengers. Bacteria and viruses. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is expanding a program that detects COVID-19 to include more than 30 pathogens. It's called the Traveler-Based Genomic Surveillance Program. It was first introduced in 2021 during the pandemic. Even though the U.S. has relaxed a lot of its pandemic-related restrictions, thousands of people are still being hospitalized with the disease. As part of the surveillance program, international travelers can volunteer for nasal swabs. The CDC has also been testing airplane wastewater since 2022, did you know? To date, they've tested more than 370,000 people arriving from more than 135 countries at 7 participating U.S. airports. Now, 4 of those airports will also test for bacteria and viruses behind infectious diseases like the flu and RSV. This surveillance program is meant to help health officials detect new variants of COVID-19 and other diseases before they spread across the country. Now, pop quiz, hotshot. 10-second trivia. In Egyptian mythology, what creature has the head of a human and the body of a lion? Griffin, sphinx, phoenix, or centaur? If you think sphinx, you think correctly. The sphinx is an important figure in Egyptian and Greek art. A giant carving of the mythical creature, the Sphinx, lies in the sand near Giza's famous pyramids in Egypt. The Great Sphinx is thousands of years old. It stands 66 feet tall and is thought to be carved from a single piece of limestone. But how would such a huge sculpture end up in the desert? Well, one popular theory was put forward by geologist Farouk Elbaz. He believed that the desert wind shaped a natural landform to resemble a reclining sphinx, and the ancient Egyptians simply added surface details. Elbaz came up with his theory about 40 years ago, and a new study suggests he may have been onto something. A team of scientists at NYU's Applied Mathematics Lab replicated windy conditions the Great Sphinx likely faced 4,500 years ago. Instead of wind, they used a flat stream of water, and when it was washed over clay models of natural landforms, lo and behold, a lion shape took form. All right, from the sands of Giza, we'll dive now into another big discovery spotted in the waters of Hawaii.
This is a rarely seen whale shark, according to researchers from the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology Shark Research Lab, who captured the footage near the Hawaiian Islands. The whale shark is the world's largest species of fish and is known to live in Hawaiian waters, the researchers say.
They're here more often than we think, but however, they are probably hard to come across. I didn't see this animal until I hopped in the water.
Roya observed the 30-foot shark feeding on Hawaiian anchovies, known as nehu, and approaching their boat that was standing idle in the water. Experts say that in these situations, it's important to be mindful. Let the shark approach, but don't aggressively get close and disturb it.
That was whaley cool. One other fun fact about whale sharks, the largest fish on the planet, even though they're about as big as a school bus with enormous mouths, they couldn't eat you even if they wanted to. Their throat is only the size of a quarter, designed only to swallow small, tiny little fish. All right, our next story takes us to the Hawaiian Highlands, where we're getting a glimpse of an extremely rare bird, the kind of which only 5 are thought to be remaining in the wild. Researchers, though, they're working to help them make a comeback.
High up on a plateau in the middle of the Hawaiian island of Kauai, a team of researchers carefully transport some extremely precious cargo.
Got it.
I have good footing here.
Me too.
You did it!
Thank you, Ben!
Yes!
They've spent 3 days in this remote and rain-soaked expanse of jungle, looking for something very specific and very small. The egg of one of the world's most critically endangered species, a Hawaiian honey creeper known as the akikiki, found nowhere else on Earth but here. According to the Hawaiian Department of Land and Natural Resources, there are only 5 of the species left in the wild.
The current state of akikiki is pretty bad right now. We do have about 50 akikiki in human care at our 2 centers in Hawaii. And we do know that this past breeding season, there were no surviving chicks in the wild.
Hannah Bailey manages the Keauhou Bird Conservation Center on the island of Hawaii. The center serves as a Noah's Ark of sorts for the akikiki.
Our mission is to provide safe haven populations of the species that are in peril so that when the environment is right for them to survive long term, we'll be able to re-release them.
Hannah says the current state of all of Hawaii's forest birds is dire, due in part to the usual culprits like habitat loss, but a newer and more deadly menace has emerged.
The biggest threat right now to Hawaii's endangered birds is mosquitoes, because they carry avian malaria, which the birds have no resistance to.
According to the American Bird Conservancy, climate change has enabled non-native mosquitoes to find their way to Kauai's highest elevations, the akikiki's last refuge in the wild.
This is a portable brooder box that we can also use to incubate eggs. And it helps us transfer eggs from one location to another that have been incubated safely so that they will continue to grow and develop. We need to have landscape-level solutions to the mosquito problems.
In the meantime, keeping the birds in centers like this one, where enclosures are designed to mimic their natural habitat, but protected from mosquitoes, and where human interaction is strictly limited to discourage imprinting, a process where animals lose their natural behavior. These may very well be an entire species' last chance at survival.
All right, from mythical beasts in ancient Egypt to rare creatures in modern-day Hawaii, we've been all around the world today. Time for our grand finale. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, takes us to the sleepy mountain town of Hope in British Columbia, Canada. And that wasn't quite such a sleepy town after a collision involving a trailer full of fireworks. It led to a light show that was anything but infinitesimal.
You expect to see fireworks on a national holiday, but not just driving down a dark highway.
Probably the most spectacular fireworks show we'll ever see in our lives. It was quite a sight to behold.
Ryan Kewen was driving with his wife on the Trans-Canada Highway near a town called Hope in British Columbia. Police say a tractor trailer rear-ended a pickup parked at the side of the road with a trailer full of fireworks in tow. Traffic was stopped.
And how long did the show last?
It was about an hour. The first half an hour was nonstop fireworks. So imagine the crescendo of the best fireworks show you've ever seen. It was just nonstop for 30 minutes.
Some dared to get out of their cars, still wary of flying debris. The driver of the pickup hit by the truck had minor injuries, wrote one commenter. Dude, that's better than Disney's fireworks.
That's the way to end this show, with a bang. Congrats to Mr. Rhodes and the Mustangs in Sumner, Nebraska. You submitted the winner for hashtag Your Word Wednesday for infinitesimal, an adjective meaning extremely small. Well done. Our special shout out today goes to Verde Middle School in Florida. Boca Raton, rise up. Thanks for the love. What do you say we go and make this an awesome day? I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN.